Blog Talk Radio.
Guess what day it is, Mike. Guess what day it is.
Go home, camel, you're drunk. It's only Tuesday.
Oh.
Hi, boys and girls. It is the Greg Squirrel Show coming to you live on this little laptop that you're looking at. Blog Talk Radio and the Greg Squirrel Show, 347-326-9073. Ah, yes, it is a beautiful Tuesday here in Northwest Arkansas. The search is still on. We've been hearing rumors that Clint Davis was going to make his reemergence on the Greg Squirrel Show. But I'm starting to think it's like one of them WWE promos when they have a new wrestler or something coming in. They feed you this stuff, and then they keep you hanging in the dark. Then all of a sudden, I'm back. So there is rumors Clint Davis is going to be on the show today. But, you know, kind of like those pictures of Nicole Scherzinger naked, I won't believe them till I see them. So there you go. Or Christina Aguilera. Or whoever. Eve Mendez. There we go. That's a thought. Eve Mendez. If I could get an amen from the congregation for Eve Mendez, will somebody give me a big amen? Let's push this little button right here. Greg Squirrel Show, you're on the air. Who we got?
Stranger.
Oh, my God. Oh, hold on. Let me get my notepad. Holy crap.
Write this down. Yeah, here it is.
4:03, Tuesday. Whatever the hell. Tuesday. Oh, 8:20.
8:20, August 20th, yeah.
Clint Davis. Davis to go. What are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm just hanging out. I've had a pretty busy day and had to miss my show. And I got some stuff running around, some meetings this evening. So I may be with this for about an hour, and then I've got to go back into Fort Smith.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, you know, it is Arkansas and everything, but I don't live over there.
Oh, okay. So where you been hiding, buddy? Come on now.
Man, I've been all over the place. If it had one thing, it's been another. And you know, had some meetings that I've had to take care of. The potential sponsors for Extreme Night of Champions on October 26th. And so you know, things are heating up, man. I've got a big one tomorrow too.
Well, everybody's been missing you, so it's just.
Well,
like...
I appreciate everybody. I don't know why they miss me, but I'm right here.
Because you're an integral part of the Greg Squirrel Show.
I have tried to be, at least.
Well, you are. I mean, the show just kind of goes blah without Clint Davis around.
No, I'll say that.
Well, I can only do so much, man. Come on, I'll be honest.
Well,
it's all you, man. People love you.
Yeah, but what'd you do before I came along?
Oh, we won't add. I'm glad we do not have a webcam in the studio. I'll just put it that way.
Well, we're fixing it over here in this one. Hey, I've got a question for you.
What?
Your picks, our picks last, you know, last night, the Steelers lost to the Redskins. How did your picks turn out this week for football?
I spanked your butt like a redheaded stepkid.
I went 7-9.
You do what?
I'm 7-9.
For this week or for all together?
No, for just this past this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday.
Where are you getting 9?
I lost 9 games, dude. I lost the Panthers, the Falcons, the Vikings, the Raiders, Titans, the Dolphins, the Broncos, the Giants, and the Steelers. I lost those games.
Okay. Well, see, the way I had it broke down, I had it going 7-3-6.
7-3-6.
Yeah, because there were 7 games I picked correctly, 3 games you picked correctly, and there was 6 games that we both picked.
Oh, no, I was just doing wins and losses. So I got the Browns, the Bears, the Niners, the Patriots, Cardinals, Jets, and Packers right. So those were my 7 that I got, and then the other 9 were wrong.
Okay.
So
yeah, because I had the Bengals. I had Seattle, I had New Orleans, I had Philly, I had Baltimore, I had Houston, and I had Washington.
So if we did wins and losses, what would yours have been for this weekend?
If we were doing well, wins and losses, hell, I don't know. if we were doing wins and losses, we would have went 7-3-6 because there, like,
yeah,
there was 6 games.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just your picks. What would you have gone? How many did you get right, and how many did you get wrong?
Oh, for this week. Oh well, I haven't counted that up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, like I said, I had 7 that I picked right.
Okay, so that means you also picked 9 wrong.
Right.
So we both 7-9. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm just looking at different calculations than you are.
Yeah, I guess so. Because, yeah, I was planning on doing the how many did I get right and how many did I get wrong and then how many did you get right and how many did you. I was keeping them totally separate.
Oh, okay. Well, you're okay. Going on to season based on my numbers, out of 26 games so far that we've picked, I've had 10 correct picks. Out of 26
games. I did fairly well the week before, so I don't know how many I've got.
Altogether, based on the first 26 games of the preseason, you have 8 correct picks.
So I only got 1 right the week before?
No, you had 5 the first week.
That's what I'm saying. So now I've got, let's see, what, 12? Yeah, 12.
I got 12 right picks.
I don't know your picks. We'll just have to compare.
Okay.
We'll have to do that. Yeah, but you know we've got more coming on this week too, and so I figured we would take a look at that, and I figured I could pull up the scoreboard for this coming week, and we could take a look at what's going down.
Yeah, because I haven't even seen the schedule for this week, so I don't know you, so I can't answer that one yet.
I have got the schedule right in front of me.
Oh, you big stud. Look at you.
So do you want to go ahead and pick Thursday's games?
Okay, well, first off, I want you to call back in because you are cutting out like crazy.
Okay, let me do that. I'll call back in.
Yeah, try calling back in because I'm like getting every other word. I don't know what the other fans thought, but we love Clint. So, and everybody else loves Clint. Hopefully we can get the stuff cut out so we don't get halfway. Did I just say it? Never mind. I said a wordy dirt. Now all my chromies will be blasting me that you just said a bad word, you animal. Okay. See if we can get Clint back in there. Clint's working on it. Let's get off that page. Let's go back to the my page. Don't forget, fans, you can still catch me. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. There's Clint. So. Much better, much better.
Well, I'm downloading something on the PS3, and I think that's kind of what was taking away from my question.
Well, all I know is we got static now.
Got static?
Yeah. There you go. Whatever you just turned off, that fixed it.
I didn't turn anything off.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even move. I just sat here.
Oh. 347-326-9073. Greg and Clint are on the air. The band is reunited. So there we go.
The band is back together, yeah.
Yeah. So, crap, I was going to mention something. Oh, yeah, you can catch me at Twitter at RingAnnouncer1. You can catch Clint on Twitter at?
One Clint Davis.
All right, and then you can also email us at the Greg Squirrel Show. @yahoo.com. We got the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page up and running, so you can leave your comments, leave your questions, and all that other funky Cole Medina stuff. And how about
yes.
it?
Yes.
Man, you missed
all
some
right.
great. Yeah, hey, before we do football, you missed some great
Uh-oh.
Fights Saturday night.
I've heard about that. I missed some great stuff in Muskogee, and I missed some great stuff in Tulsa, too.
Yes, they had. Well, they had the fights over at the Spirit Bank Center over in Bigsby, which is a suburb of Tulsa. Our
Correct.
Buddy, our big buddy, Michael Ward. Mike. Came out victorious. Go home, Camel. You're drunk.
Yeah, Mike Ward. He. I got a picture of Mike Ward. Star sent me a picture of Mike Ward weigh-ins. And, man, I try not to judge a fighter by his cover, but when I saw the picture of Mike, the guy he fought, I just thought, Mike's got some wrapped up.
Right. The crazies are striking early this school year already. Has Lily started back to school yet?
Lily started her first day of kindergarten, and Devin, my son, started his first day of junior high.
Awesome. You're that
old?
Yeah,
I'll be 32 in a couple of weeks.
Wow. Well, happy birthday.
Well, we'll talk on the birthday, I guess, probably.
Well, and the crazies are striking early. We got a report out of Georgia that some idiot opened fire on a school over there.
Wow.
And then the big sick news I heard, Oklahoma teens killed or charged for killing an Australian baseball player.
Yeah, prosecutors on Monday charged two teenage suspects with running down an Australian student in Oklahoma just for the fun of it. They charged them with first-degree murder, and they charged a 13 with being an accessory.
I mean, do these people have
Duncan,
more?
Oklahoma. It's ridiculous. The two suspects charged with the first-degree murder are 15 and 16 years old.
Yeah, and they were bored.
Yeah, the bond was set at $1 million for the third suspect, who was 17 years old, and was also accused of using a vehicle while a weapon was charged. So apparently, I'm seeing that this guy was jogging on a road in Duncan, Oklahoma. He was visiting his girlfriend also, and he was shot in the back while he was running down the street.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then people wonder why I don't go out much anymore. Hello.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
There you go.
Speaking of going out, somebody's fixing to go out with a bang here. Did you hear about what's going down with Rick Hare?
No.
He was supposed to make a guest appearance at SummerSlam. Apparently not a lot of people know about this, but he was pulled at the last minute because he's having some problems with WWE management. Apparently the specific reason for Ric Flair having heat with management is stemming from infamous WWE 2K15 symposium this past weekend. He blatantly, at the symposium, he blatantly buried Daniel Bryan He talked about wrestlers drinking too much. He brought TNA at a WWE event. So apparently WWE frowns on things like that. So they're thinking about just booting him altogether. He'll be out of job again.
Well, he'll go back to TNA. He'll show back up. And
you know where to go? I guarantee you. I know he'll show up another place, a little place down the street called Traditional Champion Wrestling.
You think so?
I don't see why not. I think it would be the biggest ticket thing, money-making event in the history of anything around here if he did show up.
Yeah. Oh, well, I have no doubt that. But are they willing to put out the money that he demands for appearances?
Well, I mean, I think it's there. I think it's a possibility.
Well, yeah, the money's there. But is he worth it?
You bet. Flair always worth it. If not, the guy behind the name is worth. The name will always be worth. 16-time world champion, probably the greatest that ever lived. The best on the microphone until The Rock came along. I would say absolutely he's worth every penny of it.
I read the craziest story since we are delving into the world of professional wrestling.
Right.
I can already hear Gary Sinise. Well, actually, I can hear Tom Hanks doing his Forrest Gump impression. Jake the Snake Roberts got new hair.
He got new hair.
Apparently, Jake the Snake Roberts has gotten a hair transplant. ProWrestling.com. My wrestling Bible.
Why this news? This I want to know.
Let me find a story. Jake the Snake Roberts' new hair. Jake the Snake Roberts mentioned that he is getting new hair on his Twitter account, and there's actually a photo of Jake the Snake.
What are you swatting at over there?
Oh, my dogs are being silly. Okay, so here's a photo of Jake the Snake laying face down on the gurney. And I guess the guy's giving him hair plugs.
This shouldn't even be news. What the hell is this?
Jake Roberts getting new hair. Photo by Steve Currier.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, what'd you think about Darren Young?
Well, I was fixing to talk about that. I'm pretty happy for the guy. I think it's great that he's comfortable enough to do this and that we live in a world where it's becoming acceptable that people can be themselves instead of having to cover their own lives. Mainstream coverage of Darren Young's situation continues as the Howard Stern Show spent some time discussing it on the radio this Monday morning. Stern and his crew mainly took the opportunity to mock wrestling, noting that it's a perfect job for a homosexual because they are half-naked, oiled-up guys who roll around on the ground together.
Wow.
That's straight from the Howard Stern Show.
Well, that's Howard Stern. What do you expect?
He's pretty crazy, yeah. Anybody walks around in assless leather pants, I mean, that's pretty stupid.
I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was. So anyway.
Must have been a lie. That's what my grandmother always said. I used to say, I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was. She'd say, it must have been a lie.
Oh, no, it wasn't a lie. It was. I can't remember exactly. I couldn't think of a good way to talk about it, and it sounds halfway decent.
Well,
what do you think about the story about Scott Hall calling a gambling helpline?
I did not hear about this.
I got money.
I got a tweet from Scott Hall this past, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I tweet Scott Hall on occasion. We talk about some stuff from time to time. And yes, it is still Scott Hall for all you people out there going, it's not him, it's somebody else. It's the real Scott Hall. So get on Twitter at Scott Hall NWO. That's him. And fuck it.
Yeah, so apparently there was an article. It didn't give too much of the details. It just said Scott Hall calls in on a gambling hotline.
Wow. He should have called in on an alcohol hotline.
Yeah, really. So what was your opinions of SummerSlam? I mean,
look, the whole thing was weak, right? Except the end of it. Now, you know, all the time, I mean, I'm having conversations with people saying, you know, this is going to be the perfect opportunity. Daniel Bryan to win the WWE Championship. I knew John Cena was at a point where he needed some time off. I mean, when I first saw the elbow of his, I thought that's not normal. You know, he's going to have time. And so I knew that they were going to do something with him dropping that title. I knew Daniel Bryan would win it. I knew that Randy Orton would immediately come out and cash it in the Money in the Bank. The thing that I did not know was that it was going to be a Triple H screw job. That's the part that I did not see coming. And, you know, when it was over with and, you know, Daniel Bryan celebrated, I looked at my clock and I was like, you know, usually they end the preview probably 12, 15 minutes early. This was like right at 13 minutes. I thought, they're going to leave it to him keep the title. I mean, they're not going to take from him immediately. They're going to do it on Raw. That's when Randy Orton's music hit, and then he came down. And then that's when Triple H turned Daniel Bryan around and gave him pedigree. And I was standing there. I don't remember the last time I was that surprised. I mean, it was a huge shock to me that it was a Triple H screw job. I you know, because Triple H has been behind this whole Daniel Bryan push. You know, I mean, there's a lot behind the scenes that people don't know about, and Triple H has been behind the whole thing. But, you know, I didn't see a big screw job coming on. So it was a shock to me, but it was a very, very welcome shock.
Well, yeah, I mean, I personally would have liked to have seen him keep the belt on Daniels and let him run with the ball for a while because, you know, Cena's out for a while. Cena's out 4 to 6 months. He's having shoulder or elbow surgery here within the next couple of weeks. So
he's got a torn tricep. That's built up that fluid in his elbow.
Yeah, so he's out. But I just really didn't see Randy Orton at this particular guy, the guy to give the ball to. I saw Daniel Bryan.
Well, why, though? I mean, Daniel Bryan is it's just like Kevin Nash said. It's everything that's wrong with the business. You're taking all the big guys, you're making all the big guys completely irrelevant, and you're giving these 5'8" nobodies who wouldn't even be cruiserweights in WCW, and you're giving them the WWE Championship. You're trying to make them the face of the company. You're trying to let them carry the whole WWE on their back. I mean, that's not for them. Daniel Bryan is. I mean, yeah, he's a great wrestler, but he's out of his league. He's not the kind of guy that can carry a company the way John Cena can or the way Hulk Hogan did all that time.
Right. Now, how about the new Mexicans that are coming in?
Well, they're not new, but they're Mexicans.
Yeah.
Hello?
Answer machine got it.
Minneapolis, you're on the air.
Somebody just put something on my wall, and she said, the Greg Squirrel Show just ain't the same unless Clint Davis is on it. You got these people fooled, I think. I don't know. Fidelia.
Oh, no. I admit the Greg Squirrel Show's not the same without Clint Davis on it.
I mean,
you have made a significant contribution to my life, and I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're very welcome. I kind of like to be on. You know, it kind of came from XFI Live. We just we talk about XFI, we talk about MMA, and that's what we do. But you know, then I started chiming in on here, and we were talking about all kinds of sports, and it just got good, you know.
Yeah, it felt so natural.
Yeah, it did. It felt so good.
Yeah, baby. Ooh,
Oh, easy, easy.
Oh, I
would like to note that Greg Squirrel is in Northwest Arkansas and Clint Davis is not. We are not in the same studio.
That's what people think so funny is that they actually think we're in the same room together. That's what's so fun about this is we are almost 100 miles apart.
Almost, yeah, yeah, almost 100 miles apart.
I mean, you're in Oklahoma, I'm here in Arkansas, and we just have a fun. We just have that, a fun. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, oh, man, you talking about how we the first time we actually met was at a strike was at Strike King 2.
That is correct.
And this past weekend was Strike King 3, and they had some good fights. The two title fights were outstanding. I mean, they had the they crowned their first women's champion.
Wow!
That they had Levy Cristobal taking on BB Lacid out of Houston, and you remember BB from the last show?
Yeah, yeah.
As good a fight as it was, the fight went to Levy Cristobal just because. Yeah, I mean she had some long legs, and that was her defense. The whole fight was her legs.
Wow.
I mean, BB would try to charge in on her, get some stuff in, but if she would just fend her off with her legs, she hardly had to throw any punches. But it was still a good fight, and you know, I won't be surprised to see a rematch between those two.
Yeah, that would probably be a pretty good thing, especially if it was that close.
Yeah. And then we had the guys title fight, where'd it go? I had the results right here in front of me just a second ago. The Strike King middleweight champion, Nathaniel Mangonia out of Revolution Dojo out of Houston, Texas. Another good fight. I mean, I am not going to take anything away from who's the guy he was fighting? I don't have the card here in front of me.
You are terrible at this game, sir.
Yes, I am terrible. I'll be the first to admit it, by God. Oh, I even called Ty the wrong name, the promoter.
Oh, no. In the ring? Did you do that in the ring?
On the microphone.
What did you call him?
I called him, what did I call him? I got the first name right, but it's the last name, Ty Parnell. I called him Ty Parnell.
Right. What? Who is Parnell? Where did that name come from?
He's another fighter promoter that I've dealt with over the years. So, but it's all good. Hey, I mean, we're going to Kansas City in October, so.
Yeah, you need to start playing that song on the show.
Yeah, we do. We don't. We'll have that for tomorrow.
There you go. All right, so we got to get down to this football business. We have to make our picks for this week because I don't know. You know, what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, I know I've got a pretty big meeting coming up for a sponsor, and I don't know if I'm going to be here at 4 o'clock. So we got to go ahead and make our picks. All right, we're going to start with Thursday.
Okay.
At 6:30. The Patriots and the Lions are playing, and the line right now is the Lions by one. Who do you have, Patriots or Lions?
Are they smoking crack?
What are you talking about? It's preseason football, man. This doesn't mean anything.
I'm still going Patriots.
You're still going Patriots. Okay. All right. I am going. The line is one. I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with the Patriots too.
All right. Hold on. Let me. I'm putting these down as we go. Next
All right.
game.
7 o'clock. Panthers and Ravens. The line is Ravens by three.
Oh, I think I'm just going to have to go with the Ravens.
All right. I'm going also with the Ravens.
Okay.
Friday. We've got Seahawks
and Packers, and the line is Seahawks by one.
Packers.
I'm going Seahawks.
Okay.
All right, the next game is the Bears and the Raiders, and the line is Chicago by three.
The Bears.
The Bears. That's who I'm going with.
All right, next game.
Next game is Saturday, Bills and Redskins, and the line is Washington by 3.5.
Redskins.
I'm going Bills.
Okay.
Okay. Next one is Browns and Colts, and the line is Indianapolis by 2.5.
Colts.
Browns.
Really? You
absolutely.
You like them?
No, I don't. I like them for this matchup, but I don't like them.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The next one is self-explanatory. I believe we're both going to pick the same. Jets at the Giants. The line is New York by, or I'm sorry, the Jets. I'm sorry, Giants by 2.5.
Giants.
Yeah, I got Giants on that one.
All right. Next victim.
Next victim is the Buccaneers and the Dolphins, and the line is Miami by 3.
I'm gonna have to go with Tampa Bay.
Okay, I got to go with Miami.
All right.
Next one is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The line is Pittsburgh by 1.5.
Kansas City.
You're going with Kansas City?
Yep.
All right. I'm going with Pittsburgh. And you're
okay.
Going with Kansas City. Okay. Now, the next one is the Eagles at the Jaguars. The line is Philadelphia by 3.
Eagles.
All right. You got the Eagles. I'm going to go ahead and take the Jags on this one.
Okay.
Because they're about due for a win. Next, we got Bengals and Cowboys, and the line is Dallas by 2.5.
Cowboys.
Bengals.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Next one is Rams at the Broncos. The line is Denver by 7.5.
Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Broncos, too.
All right.
Next one, Falcons and Titans. The line is Tennessee by 3.
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with ATL.
All right, Falcons.
You're going Falcons also?
I'm going Falcons also.
Okay.
Next game, Cardinals and the Chargers, and the line is Cardinals by 4.
And who are they playing?
Cardinals and the Chargers.
Ooh, Cardinals.
Arizona and San Diego. Okay, so Cardinals. I'm going to go with Cardinals as well.
Okay. Cards versus Bolts.
The Cards. The next game is the Saints and the Houston Texans. The line is Houston by 2.5. Saints or Texans?
Saints.
Going with the Saints. All right. I am going with the Texans.
All right. All right.
The last one, Sunday at 7 p.m., is Vikings at 49ers. The line is San Francisco by 5.
Vikings.
Okay. I'm going with San Francisco.
Do we not have a Monday night game?
I'm not seeing one. It's not on the scoreboard here. All I've got is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right.
So you want the Vikings on that last game. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm taking the Vikings.
They are 0-2 in preseason play.
They're due for a win, so there you go.
They are due for a win. You are correct. All right, so we agreed on Patriots, Ravens, Bears, Giants, Broncos, Falcons, and Cardinals, and you've got Packers, Skins, Colts, Tampa, Kansas City, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Saints, and the Vikings. All right, so I've got these split right down the middle here. Booyah.
All right.
And we will we'll know more by the beginning of next week, folks, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, blogtalkradio.com.
So I heard you had some news about our friends in the 417.
Some news?
Well, that's what you were insinuating on your Facebook page, that you had some kind of legal issues with the 417.
When did I say that?
Oh, it's something you posted on your Facebook page.
When?
Today.
I didn't post that on my Facebook today.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me look. Maybe I was wrong.
No, I didn't put anything like that on my Facebook.
Oh.
I put DTA, and then my buddy Anthony put a picture of his beard on there, and then I put something about teachers making money. And then another guy put the greatest program of all time, college football. And then I put a picture of me and my crazy hair and my beard growing real big. Then I said 9 seasons of Urkel on my hard drive, winning. And then the post before that was yesterday. Last night, XFI Live will not air at noon tomorrow.
Well, maybe I was reading something else, but I saw
Was it something I was talking about with Colin?
Maybe that was it.
All right, so he, you know, Colin had asked a question on Facebook about would you rather fight for someone who had never fought and was good at business, or would you rather fight for someone who's been in the cage? And I was making a point that, you know, not everybody who has been in the cage, first of all, knows how to do business, and second of all, knows how to do business cleanly. And I told him just look up in the 417 at some of the crap going on up there, and then he'd be able to – he'd be able to kind of, you know, figure out what I was talking about. So
right. Oh, okay.
That was it. No, I don't have any updates or news or any stuff like that on what's going on. I hadn't heard anything out of them in a long time. All I know is there were people who were filing grievances with the state, and then I said, let's bow out of it and leave it at that.
Right. So people are starting to take action.
Absolutely. You bet.
Sweet. Thank you. I'll take all blame for that.
Well, we kind of jumped on that bandwagon at the same time. That was the day that you had been talking to Megan, and I was fixing to call you and tell you, that we needed to start dropping bombs, and then we just both. Yeah, that's correct. Pipe bomb.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, Massachusetts State Police today, this comes from ESPNNews.com, they recovered a gun that they say was used in a 2012 double homicide in Boston, allegedly linked to former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. The gun was found in the car of Jaylene Diaz Ramos, 19 years old, after she was involved in an accident on June 21st on Interstate 91 in Springfield, Massachusetts. It's uncertain what connection Diaz Ramos, who is from Hernandez's hometown of Bristol, Connecticut, has to Hernandez himself. CBS3 in Springfield reported that ballistics tests showed that the gun is the same one used in July 2012 when Daniel Jorge Correa de Abreu, 29, and Safiro Teixeira Furtado, 28, were shot outside a Boston club. Witnesses told police they were fired at from an SUV with Rhode Island license plates, a vehicle resembling one towed from Hernandez's uncle house in Bristol. The shooting reportedly occurred following an altercation at a club between Hernandez, his group, and others.
Well, is it any going to get any better for him?
I don't think so. Michael Vick has been named the Eagles starting quarterback. Like that was supposed to be big news.
Yeah, really. Like, really? Are you serious?
Right. Did you see the big Yankees-Red Sox game?
No. I don't watch the Yankees.
You don't have to watch. You don't have to watch the Yankees. You can watch SportsCenter. It's all over the news. Boston Red Sox starter Ryan Dempster received a 5-game suspension.
Yes.
And no, sir. You said no. An undisclosed fine for intentionally hitting Alex Rodriguez. Dempster threw one pitch behind A-Rod's knees on Sunday night and two more inside at Fenway Park. Then his 3-0 pitch struck Rodriguez's left elbow pad and ricocheted off his back. Joe Girardi also received an undisclosed fine for his argument with umpire Brian Onora. He said Tuesday at his team's doubleheader against Toronto that Dempster needed to be suspended or it would be open season on Rodriguez. Girardi said you can't just throw at somebody because you don't like him or disagree with the way something's being handled. If a player is suspended for throwing at someone, they're going to get their appeal. Are we going to throw that out too? So, I mean, this is what's being negotiated. So, there you go. Ryan Dempster, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, who says it's not already open season on A-Rod? If he's already done it, how many more are still thinking about doing it?
I don't know. Hey, I'm supposed to ask you some questions.
Uh-oh.
I can't remember one of them. Somebody said that you sound like somebody famous, and I'm going to try to get this person.
I just sound like me as far as I know.
Well, this person said that you sound like somebody else. Also, have you seen, I've got to ask you, have you seen this Sharpie tux? You know the Sharpie tuxedo? Have you ever seen that?
The Sharpie tux? No. You missed
It's where somebody passes out drunk and their friends take their clothes off and they paint a tuxedo on them with a Sharpie.
Wow.
And so I was told to ask you if there was any chance that you would ring announce with a Sharpie tux on.
No. They do not make a Sharpie big enough for some areas of my
country. Yeah, that's the joke gone bad. right. I got you big enough Sharpie right here.
I got you, Sharpie.
She said to tell you that you sound like Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall?
Yeah, you're not laughing now. What's the deal, squirrel?
Bill Engvall?
Bill Engvall, yeah. Yeah, you sound like Bill Engvall.
Who do you think I sound like?
You sound like Greg freaking Squirrel to me. I don't know about anybody else.
That's what I'm thinking there, homie.
I had a guy at work I used to work with. He was one of our account managers when I was teaching classes, and he would all the time tell me that I sound like Billy Bob Thornton. And I thought, well, how in the world does he get that?
Really?
Yeah, I don't even know where that comes from. I don't agree with it.
That's the last person I would think of.
Oh, and on the subject of a big enough Sharpie, this person says that she has a Sharpie Magnum, in case that's what you need.
Wow. Who is this person?
Her name's Cassie. We used to go to school together when I was growing up. She is a teacher in Broken Arrow. And she listens to the show. You're welcome for that, by the way. I've brought fans to the Greg Squirrel Show. Anyway, we were talking one night. She said you sounded like Bill Engvall, and then wanted to know if you would ever do the.
No.
The Sharpie.
I will not do the Sharpie touch. I may do a lot of things, but I will not do the Sharpie touch.
What are some of these things that you might do, Greg Squirrel?
Well, most of them include women, so we'll just leave it at that.
Well, they're
all right, I was just sent a text message. Keep the show clean. We are.
Who in the world is Mama Squirrel listening again?
I don't think, no, Mama Squirrel's snoozing this afternoon.
I've got people who like it the way it is. In baseball news, the Yankees beat the Blue Jays today 8-4. That game is already over with. The next games to kick off are at 6:05 p.m. That's Tampa Bay and Baltimore. Colorado and the
where's that game at?
Which one?
The Tampa Bay game.
Tampa Bay is in Baltimore.
Okay. All right. That's Miami I'm thinking of anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then we've got the Yankees have a doubleheader today, so they beat Toronto once, 8-4. Now they play them again at 6:05 in New York. How about that?
Sounds good to me, homie.
NBA.
Say hello
to, oh.
Hold on. We got to say hello to Sean Bales. He's out there.
What up, Wolfpack?
Wolfpack in the house.
I was watching that earlier. In fact, what I've got on right now is WCW Monday Nitro from April 5th, 1999.
Oh, I thought you still had Urkel up.
No, I watch that in my spare time. When I'm serious, I watch wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Yay. Sean Bales, what's up, dude?
Yeah, Sean Bales says, for some reason, today's show's not coming up, but he's pulling up yesterday's show.
What?
Well, hey, as long as you're listening, that's what matters.
I got people listening. Lydia is the one earlier that said that the show isn't the same without me, and then Cassie was the one telling me about the billing ball thing.
Cassie, you need to add me to your Facebook friends.
Yeah, she just sent me a picture of Sharpie Magnum. This is the biggest damn Sharpie I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Now, Sean commented on Lydia's post and said, I see how it is. You come back after I called in. I feel the love.
Sorry
about that. Man, I've had business going down, man. It's big things popping over here. It's unavoidable, and it's, you know, it may happen more and more and more as time goes by, you know, but I'm trying to make it happen.
I got a couple of shout-outs. I want to give a big shout-out to Rhonda and the crew, Fayetteville Nutrition. Man, they have got me spoiled over there.
Is that where you get the Reese's smoothies?
Yes. Oh,
wow.
My God. Yeah, for like $7, you can go over there. You can get a smoothie. They call it their health pack. So you get a smoothie. You get a glass of tea.
Do they have a chocolate enema?
I don't know about that. I'm not going there.
Okay.
But anyway, and then you get a little shot glass full of aloe, which is good for your innards and all that fun stuff. And it's really been helping. I haven't had. I started going there last week, and I have not had heartburn once since then.
Sean is, I hate to break subject here. Sean's saying that he found the show, but I put that on your Facebook on that post. I put the show from today. I put today's show right above where he said that.
Okay. Like I have been, now don't get mad at me. I'm just passing on messages. Your friend wanted me to send you a message that she misses you.
Who?
Amy.
I know no Amy.
Oh.
I know no Amy, sir.
Okay.
When I was told to kiss rears, that's where I drew the line.
Okay. That's what I've just been passed. Don't hate the messenger. Just hate the message.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yay, yay.
Hey, guess who just sent me a Facebook friend
request? Hey! Oh,
of course. Who? She's hot. Damn. She's single?
Who's that? Who?
Cassie.
Yeah, she's single. Yeah, yeah. Go get it.
I like it when they come to Big Papa.
Hi, Poppy.
That's right.
Every, every time I hear that, I think of Will Smith in Bad Boys 2. Poppy, that means daddy, right?
It's a flower.
Oh, it's a flower. Okay. Oh, it's a poppy flower.
Hey, have you seen the Golden State Warriors? What's going down with them?
Oh, hell, there's no clue.
This is coming from Darren Rovell from ESPN.com. If the industry insiders laughed at the $450 million that Joe Lacob and Peter Guber paid for the Golden State Warriors in November 2010, one has to wonder what they would think. Now, less than 3 years after the two agreed to pay the highest price ever for an NBA franchise, the team is now valued at $800 million.
What?
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors are worth $800 million. The new valuation comes from the prize Silicon Valley venture capitalist Mark Stevens agreed to pay for a share of the team that was made available when former partner Vivek Ranadive had to sell it to buy the Sacramento Kings in May. In a way, Ranadive's agreement to pay about $550 million for 72% of the Kings in their existing arena helped his old partners sell their stake for even more. $800 million is a surprising number given that Forbes magazine valued the Warriors in January at $555 million. Now, I don't listen to anything Forbes magazine says because I was there's a guy I used to work with, not particularly very smart, but he said that in Forbes magazine, it says that starting teachers, a teacher's starting salary is $60,000 a year, which I know is crap because I grew up, both my parents are teachers, and even teachers today, starting teachers don't make $60,000 a year. That's ridiculous. So yeah, I don't believe what's in Forbes magazine anyway. But yeah, so they're valued. The Golden State Warriors are valued at $800 million. Kind of makes you wonder what the Miami Heat would be valued at right now.
Oh hell, there's no telling.
Mhm. Kind of weird.
It is weird, but you know, I've heard of that happening. You know, I mean, as the company gets sold, and all of a sudden, the next day, their stock and value skyrockets just because they get new owners and stuff. It's like, so that's not the first time I've heard of this happening.
Yeah.
So what else we got?
I'm looking at some other stuff. Ty Lawson for the Nuggets was arrested on suspicion of charges including harassment. KUSA-TV in Denver reports that according to Arapahoe County Sheriff's officials, Lawson and his girlfriend each faced charges after a fight Saturday night. The Denver Post reported Lawson was arraigned Monday. He is free on bond. Details of the arrest weren't immediately available Monday night. Nuggets general manager Tim Connelly said in a written statement that the team was fully aware of the incident, but that per team policy and out of respect for the legal process, the team would have no further comment. Lawson signed a four-year contract extension with the team last October. He averaged 16.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, 6.9 assists, and 1.47 steals in all 73 games last season.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
I have no thoughts. I will not lie.
I have no opinion. That's what I used to tell my ex-wife. She would say, "What do you think about that?" And after a couple of years, I was just like, "I have no opinion."
That makes you look fat, so shut up.
Right. She's like, "Do these pants make me look fat?" And I'm like, "No, your ass makes you look fat."
Wow.
Yeah, right.
You won't get that.
They wonder why I'm single.
Yes. Hey, UFC Fight Night 29. UFC has finalized their card for October 9th in Brazil. Ole, 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 ole. UFC Fight Night card looks like this. Damian Maia takes on Jake Shields. Eric Silva takes on Dong Hyun Kim.
Dong?
Dong. Roni Jason takes on Jeremy Stevens. Thiago Silva takes on Matt Hamill. Fabio Maldonado takes on Joey Beltran. Rafael Asuncao takes on TJ Dillashaw. Hecran Diaz takes on Rodrigo Dam. And Hilarde Santos takes on Chris Carrizo.
Never heard of a damn one of those people. Ever.
Never. Me neither. They're the UFC jobbers.
Yeah, right. Hey, I tell you, this last fight night that we had this past weekend was worthy of pay-per-view status, man. I know you were gone, you didn't get to watch it, but holy geez, this was great.
Well, you know, that's what I've been hearing. Everybody I have talked to about that show that said that show was better than the last regular UFC pay-per-view. And I'm like, really?
It was. Chael Sonnen came back with a vengeance, and it was just you made Shogun tap. And, I mean, it was amazing. It was probably the best one I've seen in a long time, the best fight night I've seen in a long time.
Sweet.
Hey, the 7th-ranked running back has decommitted from Notre Dame. This guy was he had committed to Notre Dame. He was in the ESPN 300. Let me see if I can look down here. Something happened. His father said something happened recently while his son was on an unofficial visit to South Bend, and that was a big factor in his decision to open things back up. He said something changed his mind immediately. He was scared to tell us. I said, there's no need to be scared. It's his decision. I told him, you've got to be happy wherever you go. His son said, I know it's not going to be at Notre Dame.
Huh.
He is 6 feet tall, 221 pounds. He rushed for Mecklenburg County, rushed for 3,309 yards and scored 48 touchdowns last year.
Mm. Oh, sweet.
He's also considered Georgia and Virginia Tech. He's gotten offers from Clemson, Florida State, Miami, Michigan, and Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Did you see? Yeah, they do. And Urban Meyer is fixing to do one hell of a job with them. And I think he's going to take them back to a national championship here before long. And he's probably going to be the first team. Ohio State's probably going to be the first team to knock off an SEC team as national champion. But did you see the all-time...
Whatever.
Dude, it's going to happen. I don't know why everybody thinks the SEC is untouchable. I mean, it's just like when people thought the Big 12 was untouchable or Big 8 was untouchable back in the 80s when OU and Nebraska dominated every single year. But, you know, it happens. Every dog has their day, and teams come and go. The greatest college football programs since 1936, according to the AP rankings, have been revealed. Guess who's ranked number one?
Florida State.
Oklahoma.
Oh, damn.
There's a lot people don't know about Oklahoma. Oklahoma has been ranked number one in the AP the most since the inception of actually the modern era, which is, you know, around 1936 to right now. Michigan came in second, Ohio State third, Alabama fourth, Notre Dame fifth. Arkansas was 18th on the list, but, you know, what does that matter? Arkansas, always down there.
But at least we're there.
Yeah, I guess so. But if you're not first, you're last. The last team that came in on the list tied for 132nd, Bowling Green and Central Michigan, which ironically are in the same conference, I believe.
What conference are they in?
The MAC. I think.
The Mac and Cheese Conference.
You know, Arkansas should go to one of those conferences. That way they can win a conference championship. Mid-American. What? Don't say
we
you're
are...
just fine, because you guys have been in the conference for 24 years and you hadn't won it ever.
We are just happy where we're at. If we wanted to be in another conference, we would have done left. So just
yeah, you guys are
up.
Happy because you get that SEC tag, but you don't do anything with it. That's what sucks about it. If you guys, if Arkansas was good, they would have won their conference by now. It wouldn't have taken them 24 years to keep losing.
Right.
We're still there, so we're happy. Leave us alone. Yeah. Don't judge us.
I would be happy too. If that was my only claim to fame, I would be thrilled to death. Let's go to these teams. Oh, I'm judging, all right. That's what we do in college football. We judge. There's American Athletic. Yeah, right. ACC, Big South, CAA, Independence, Big Ten, Ivy, MEAC. I don't know what that is. Looking for Bowling Green. If anybody's seen, yeah, they're in the MAC, Central Michigan and Bowling Green. I knew they were in there. They're in there with Akron, Ball State, Buffalo, Eastern Michigan, Kent State, UMass, Miami of Ohio, Northern Illinois, Ohio, Toledo, and Western Michigan. So you got three. You got Central, Eastern, and Western Michigan all in that one conference.
Wow. So they just pretty much dominate Michigan.
Yeah, they pretty much do. If Michigan wasn't in the Big Ten, they would probably be right there.
The Michigan Conference.
The Michigan Conference. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
Well, I hate to do this. It's 5 p.m., and I'm going to have to get ready. I've got another meeting at 6 o'clock, and so I'm going to have to bow out for now on the Greg Squirrel Show. My name is Clint Davis. But I will, like I said, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I'm going to try to be back for the show. I don't know if I can be, but I'm going to give it the old college try. Like I said, I've got another meeting tomorrow with a pretty big potential sponsor, and so that's gonna kind of do it for me.
Well, all right, Big Daddy. Well, we will see you back on here tomorrow, 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. Clint, you be good, buddy. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Everybody, we'll peace out.
Peace out. All right. So Clint had to bug on out of here because it is 5 o'clock. He's got a little bit of XFI business to go take care of. But, you know, we still love Clint, so that's what matters. I'm just glad to have him back on the show because I miss my compadre. And between you, me, and the fence post, I was actually thinking of shutting the show down without Clint. So, anyway, it is what it is. But he's back, even if it's just on a part-time basis. So, we're good with that. All right. Darn, I was hoping to have him get in here for... I was hoping to have him do crazy headlines today, but he already got out of here. All right. For all you Razorback fans, Arkansas drug out their 2013 uniforms today. Kind of, you know, give it a little dress rehearsal, kind of getting an idea. I still am not crazy about. I'm still not crazy. Okay, why are we not switching here? Let's try this again. As I was going to say, I'm still not crazy about the white helmets, just because I've always been used to the reds. But they look a lot better than they did last year. Because last year, they had the goofy helmets with the white outlined hog. And this year, they got the white fill hog. So they definitely look better. And I don't mind. A lot of people don't like the fade-in on the helmets from the black to the red. I think it's kind of cool. So just leave us alone. Let us play some football. There you go. But they did. They drug out the white helmets. And so there we go. I had a little practice run through with the white uniform. And it just gets me ready for football season. I'm sitting here kind of looking at I'm kind of looking at some of the comments. Apparently, Arkansas is going to experiment with the black shoes and socks, which I think is stupid. But that's just me, you know? So, there you go. I vote keep the red helmets, since they look better this year, but stay with the white socks. So, there you go. All right. Oh, we got birthdays today. I still got to get some birthday music. I want to say happy birthday to Dana Froud. It's her birthday today. Crystal Craig. It's also her birthday. So if you got a birthday, if you want a shout out, feel free to call in 347-326-9073. And we will get your shout-outs and birthdays on the air. We got about 25 minutes left in the show. So if there's something we have touched on today that you would like to call in and talk about, you are more than welcome. I still laugh at those erectile dysfunction commercials. I mean, especially when I get emails. Dear Greg, satisfy your woman. It's like, dude, you obviously don't know me. I don't need no erectile dysfunction medicine to satisfy my woman. I got all I need. She does not complain at all. And if she does complain, it's in somewhere else because she doesn't do it in front of me. So there you go. That's all I'm going to say about that was. So, got some great stuff coming up. Don't forget, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be back in Springfield, Missouri, at the Shrine Mosque with Uncivil War, MMA. Getting excited about that. Well, what was I saying? Oh, anyway. If you are, check out Pro Am Belts. If you're a boxing or an MMA promoter and you need some good-looking title belts, check out Pro Am Belts. They will hook you up with some good-looking hardware. I actually got to see some of their work in person over the weekend. I've been talking off and on with the boys and over at Pro Am Belts, and actually got to see some of their work over the weekend, and definitely looks good. And I've seen a lot of belts over the years. So anytime I say a belt looks good, you can pretty much take that to heart, that the belt does look good. So there you go. Got that out the way. So what's for dinner tonight, boys and girls? Chime in on the Facebook page. Let us know what's for dinner. I'm trying to decide what I want tonight. Had chicken last night. Had sushi for lunch. And then I had chicken sandwich from Zaxby's for dinner. Can't decide what I want tonight. I am taking recommendations on what's to eat for dinner. 347-326-9073. If you want to give us your dinner recommendations, we'll be glad to listen. Just as long as there's some ice cream involved. Well, I don't care what I have for dinner tonight, as long as there's ice cream. Hot Fudge Sundae from... what's that one they have? It's not the caramel hot fudge sundae. They apparently don't have the peanut butter hot fudge sundae anymore. Darn it! I think we need to protest that one too. By the way, just saying. But let's see here. There's another sundae they have with caramel and stuff. Anyway, I think one of those might do good for dinner tonight. Don't know how you feel, but let me know. The phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. So there you go. Okay, how many people, I just saw several Facebook posts by people who did not realize that Channing Tatum and The Rock both were in G.I. Joe. I'm just saying. Who did not know that The Rock and Channing Tatum were both... how many Rock fans are there out there? How many Channing Tatum fans are out there? Well, then you were just a drooling little wet spot in the seat when you saw G.I. Joe and you had both of them in the movie. Can I get an amen from the congregation? A drooling little wet spot in the seat. Mm-hmm. Man, everybody in there... Hold on a minute. Let's go check some emails. My email has gone off like 15 times in the last 10 minutes. Oh, I got an amen from Cassie. So anyway, boys and girls, we're getting ready to head it to the house because I still can't decide what to eat, burgers or just what. I do not know. I can't decide. Anyway, I'll think of something. I hope you all have a good evening. Hope you all have a good dinner. All that beautiful, fun stuff. We are getting to head to the house. Well, I'm actually at home. I'm just going to head into the other room. Because that's how I roll right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. By the way, who enjoyed my William Shatner impression the other day on the show? When I start out talking like William Shatner. Because William Shatner is my hero. And I will talk like William Shatner. Okay, I know that's there. Everybody's saying, make the poor man stop. Fine, be that way, I'll stop. All right. Don't forget to join us right back here tomorrow. on the Greg Squirrel Show. We'll do it all again. Call your buddy. Call your friends. Tell them to hook up into the Greg Squirrel Show. Call in with your comments and questions at any time. 347-326-9073. It's going on 5:15, so we are going to shut it down a little early. How do you feel about that, boys and girls? I think we're going home. So until tomorrow, 4 p.m., right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Hold on.
Yeah, there we go. Everybody have a good evening. Enjoy what you... It's not Monday. What are we doing? Today's Tuesday. Okay. Wow, I lost the day. Wow. We need some Tuesday music, don't we? Somebody pick out a good Tuesday song for us. And we will put it on our playlist. Let's see, what do we want to go home here? Yeah, let's do this one. All right, boys and girls, we are heading out. We're heading to the house. So we will see all of you tomorrow right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, 4 p.m., Blog Talk Radio style. So until then, see ya. Thank you.